It's Friday, October the 11th, 2019. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello, today we look at John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and that he said these things to her." Mary, the woman from the village of Magdala, on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee, stood outside the tomb weeping. Peter and John had left, and she was of the mind that the body of Jesus had been taken by thieves. The appearance of the Lord to her shows his love and care for all believers, regardless of how insignificant they think themselves to be. Mary Magdalene was not a significant figure in the gospel accounts. Before the crucifixion, she was mentioned only once in passing in the list of women who traveled with Jesus and the apostles. Yet Jesus chose her for this first post-resurrection appearance. She would be the first person to see the risen Lord. After his death on the cross, she would be the first person to say, "I have seen the Lord." That's quite a distinction. You may remember that the first person to whom Jesus declared himself to be the Messiah was yet another quote-unquote insignificant person. In John 4:25 through 26, we have these words. The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." This was the Samaritan woman at the well, the woman who had been married 5 times and wasn't married to her current male roommate, the woman who was ostracized by her Samaritan community, and yet she was the first to hear Jesus claim to be the Messiah. Are you picking up on a theme? Jesus has deep compassion for all people, regardless of how they've sinned or how they're viewed by society. And that includes you. Mary was grief-stricken. After all the horrors of the previous days, the body of her Lord had been desecrated and removed from its entombment. She stood outside the tomb, weeping uncontrollably. While still weeping, she bent and peered into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting at the head and foot of where Jesus had lain. What a scene that was. Their query to her was direct. Woman, why are you weeping? How many times has that question been asked through the millennia of human experience? They understood this was not a time for weeping, but for unfettered and unbridled exhilaration. Mary did not yet grasp that most profound of all truths. Mary then communicated her despair was due to her not knowing the location of her Lord's body. After saying this, she turned around and saw a man standing behind her. But she was not aware it was Jesus. At this point, we need to understand something very important. It wasn't her overwhelming grief that kept her from recognizing Jesus. It was that Jesus had a drastically different appearance than when she had last seen him. He now inhabited his glorified forever body. Eternal glorified bodies are very different and very superior to our earthly bodies at their best. And remember, the last time she had seen the Lord's body was after flogging and crucifixion. It's no wonder she didn't immediately recognize him. He too asked her why she was weeping. Supposing him to be the caretaker of the garden, she asked him whether he knew the location of the Lord's body. Then he called her name, and the veil of misapprehension fell away. Imagine that moment. Having found him again, not a dead body, but a risen Savior, was beyond her wildest hopes. And so she fell at his feet and clung to him. This symbolized her desire for him to be forever with her, with them. But as he pointed out, in a short time, he would return to the Father. She therefore needed to release her grasp on him. She released him and returned to the apostles with her most wonderful news. I have seen the Lord. Christian, you have that same wonderful news. With whom do you share it?
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Buccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.